that you pray is about to come forth in harmony. That's why we say, we've been praying. It's 7 a.m. here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 on your FM dial on the internet, www.wmfo.org. And we multicast on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. And you can download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5fm.org. I'm your host, Evangelist and Pastor Teacher Donnelly Vernon Brown, on this Sunday, October 30th, 2016 edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry, brought to you by the Christian Challenge Evangelistic Association of Medford, Massachusetts. And we're featuring top hits of the year 2016. If you're just tuning in, I announced several times before that we are not going to be able to rank the we're not going to have a countdown. I'm going to go from number whatever to number one like we've done in past years, just because my schedule is just so loaded. But we are going to be featuring this is the first of a number of programs featuring the top hits here on Sounds of Praise for the year 2016, and we'll let you rank them. Tim Bowman Jr. And listen, everybody needs love.
Tim Bowman, dog child, let's go. These people are running, these people are haunted. If you look out on the street, you'll see these people are hurting. Oh no,
I don't want to say it,
but oh no,
but I'ma have to say it.
Yo, these people are hiding, these people are crying. If you look out on the street, you'll see these people are dying. Oh no,
I don't want to say it,
but oh no,
but I'ma have to say it.
Everybody needs love. Everybody needs love. If you don't think you need love, won't you take another second to finally sit and listen to the message that we sing it tonight? 'Cause everybody needs love. Everybody needs love. So tell me if you feel love, when you take another second to finally sit and listen to the message that we sing it tonight? Everybody needs love. With no one to free them. If you look out of the window, tell me what are you seeing? Oh no,
I don't want to say it,
but oh no,
but I'ma have to say it.
Check it. Yo, these people have questions with no one to listen. If you look out of your window, can you see what is missing? Oh no,
I don't want to say it,
but I know,
but I'ma have to say it.
Everybody needs love. Everybody needs love. If you don't think you need a second to finally sit and listen to the message that we sing it tonight. 'Cause everybody needs love. Everybody needs love. So tell me if you feel love, when you take another second to finally sit and listen to the message that we sing it tonight. Everybody needs love.
what we need to stop that killing and they violence and they killing all these babies in the hood. I can't keep silent, no, I can't. They gotta listen. Every day I speak your life into my brother and my sister. Cause they the one that need it just like human need to hate another human. I would never do it, gotta spread the love. Hey, we'll be the leader, well,
Brandon B, yeah.
Just clap your hands, just stomp your feet. Come on and dance, sing along with me. Everybody, everybody needs love. Everybody, everybody needs love. Just clap your hands, just stomp your feet. Come on and dance, God's what you need. Everybody, everybody needs love. Everybody needs love.
Everybody needs love. Everybody needs love. I'm talking about the real love.
Would you take another second to finally sit and listen to the message that we're saying tonight?
Cause everybody needs love. Everybody needs love. Tell me if you feel love.
Would you take another second to finally sit and listen to the message that we're saying tonight?
Everybody needs love.
Tim Bowman Jr. here on Sounds of Praise, and Everybody Needs Love. And that's a perfect lead-in to bringing up Pastor Donnie McClurkin, Pastor Marvin Sapp, and Israel Houghton. Come as you are and receive the love of Jesus.
Come as you are.
This song will also be on the top hits of 2016 here on Sounds of Praise. But most importantly, it's an intro for you out there who've never received Jesus Christ as personal Lord and Savior. You can come and receive the love of God. How do you know the love of God is for you? Why? Every time you see a cross, that shows God's love to you. Why? On the cross of Calvary, Jesus paid the ultimate sacrifice, paying the penalty for all your sin. You know what's so terrible about people who are outside of the saving grace and keeping power of Jesus Christ is that their sins have been paid for already. It's a done deal. You just have to receive the gift. Another message that I preached a long time ago is that your gift is under the tree. At Christmas time, we're looking for gifts under the Christmas tree with our name on it. God's great gift of sacrificial love is under the cross. That tree where Jesus bore your sin. And you don't have to carry them anymore. The devil has deluded you to thinking that you don't need it, or that you can somehow get there on your own merit, or maybe salvation is not really real. But God is saying, if you come just as you are, recognizing your need, and that one day when your physical life ends, you have to stand before God and you need to have something. You need to have someone interceding in your behalf. And that someone is Jesus Christ the Lord. And so I invite you to pray this prayer. Repeat these words after me to God so that you can be certain that when you breathe your last breath here on this earth, you'll be absent from this physical body. But you, spirit and your soul will be present with the Lord. And that's what counts. That's what life is all about. So real life is all about. As I've said before on the program today, Jesus said that he's come that you might have life. And you might have it real more abundantly. And since he was talking to people who were already alive, he's talking about a quality of life that you can't get biologically. You can't inherit it. So people say, well, I'm going to go to heaven because my grandma went to church. Well, good for grandma. But what about you? This is an individual situation. You can't get there on mommy and daddy's testimony only. You need to have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, the Lord, for yourself. And once you do that, then you can continue to grow in His will and be certain that when you breathe your last breath, you will be present with the Lord. I'd like you to repeat these words after me in prayer. And if you mean what the words are saying, if you're speaking them to God, He will bring about His salvation gift in your life. When you pray this prayer, Father, I've heard the music and I've heard the testimonies of others who've come to Christ and they've had this blessed relationship that they're sharing with the world and with me. And because of my being outside of His great gift, I'm coming this morning to receive Jesus Christ as my personal Savior and Lord. I recognize I have a need that nothing else has been able to meet. And so I'm turning to You right now that You might receive me and cleanse me from all my sin and fill me with Your Spirit and allow my life to grow in You so it might be pleasing in Your sight and among others as well, because of Your salvation gospel working powerfully in me and through me. And I thank You for the change and the changes that are going to take place in my life because of Your great love. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If you pray that prayer, if you say anything as simple as, Lord, save me, if you mean it, God's done it. And if you've done it, I want to know about it because that's the material I want to send to you. It's free of charge, no further obligation on your part whatsoever. It's a one-time offer for those who've given their life to Jesus Christ here on Sounds of Praise. And you can receive by calling me while I'm on the air at 1-855-915-9636. 1-855-915-9636 or 1-855-915-WMFO. And we invite you to call while I'm on the air. If you call after I'm off the air, there's no guarantee I'll get that message. You need to call me while I'm on the air. 1-855-915-9636. Or if you're not near a phone, you can still get that material by writing to me. Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560151, Medford, Massachusetts, 02156. That's Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560151, Medford, Mass, 02156. Or you can email me at Darnley, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y-V-B, at Verizon.net. D-A-R-N-L-E-Y-V-B at Verizon.net, and we'll send the material out to you, like I said, free of charge, no further obligation on your part whatsoever. We're not going to be pressuring you to join our church, although you need to let God direct you as to what church you should get involved in. We're not going to be writing to you at some future date for money. We're not going to come to your house unannounced or sell your name and address for some of the group's mailing lists. We aren't going to do any of those things. I promise you that. We're only going to continue to pray that you grow in your new life in Jesus Christ. The number again, while I'm on the air, is 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Well, like I said, you can write to me at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156, or email me at Darnley, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y, V's and Vernon, B's and Brown, Darnley, V-B, at Verizon.net. Like I said, we'll send the material out to you free of charge, no further obligation on your part whatsoever. You have my word on that. But please, don't put off until tomorrow what you need to do today. Tomorrow is not promised to anyone. Pastor Donnie McClurkin, Pastor Marvin Sapp, Israel Houghton, invite you to come as you are. And we pray that you have come. And if so, please give us a call so we can send you that material to know what to do now that you give your life to Christ. And again, our phone number, 1-855-915-WMFO or 1-855-915-9636. Or you can write to me, Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. That's Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. Or you can email me at Darnley, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y-V-B, at Verizon.net. That's Darnley, V-B, at Verizon.net. And like I said, we'll send material out to you free of charge. No further obligation on your part whatsoever. But please don't put off for another day what you need to do today. Another day is not promised to any one of us. Okay, 719 here on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 on your FM dial, touch freeform radio. We're also on the internet, www.wmfo.org, and we multicast on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. Okay, let's go back and see what we played. Okay, we heard William McDowell with Send the Rain. Actually, let's go back even further than that. We have Brianna Babineau with My Everything. Tasha Cobbs with the medley Fill Me Up and Overflow. William McDowell with Send the Rain. Jonathan, no, we didn't do that one. Did we? I don't know. Anyway, I think we made a little mistake there. But anyway, that doesn't really matter since we're not counting them down. We'll just go back and pick that one up a little bit later. We had, after William McDowell, we had Tim Bowman Jr. with Listen and Everybody Needs Love. And we conclude the set with Pastor Donnie McClurkin, Pastor Marvin Sapp, and Israel Houghton with Come As You Are. 7:20 here on Sounds of Praise. And before we go before the Lord in prayer, we are going to play one more song. Yeah, and this is one that everybody will know because it was our theme song for quite a while. Bishop Hezekiah Walker and LFC with Every Praise here on Sounds of Praise.
Let me hear the worshipers.
Yeah.
Bishop Hezekiah Walker and LFC with Every Praise here on Sounds of Praise. Okay, we're entering into the When You Pray and When You Praise segment of the ministry. Still not too late to get in your prayer request or your praise report. And our number again is 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. And I invite the many Christians in our listening audience to join in with me as we bring the prayer request and the praise report that we receive before God's throne. 1-855-915-9636. Pastor Donnie McClurkin back again with our Princess Yolanda Adams, and this is the prayer as we enter into the When You Pray and When You Pray segment of the ministry. Hello. Don't get bashful on me now, folks. There we go.
just want to tell you, live or die, sink or swim, prayer works. Come hell or high water, for better for worse, for richer for poorer, in sickness and in health, prayer works.
Prayer works.
Yes, it does.
Prayer works.
Have you tried?
And it's 7:38 here on Sounds of Praise. This is the When You Pray and When You Pray segment of the ministry. And got information from the ministry SAT7. They're a satellite ministry that sends the gospel around the world in various countries and in various languages. They are having a week of prayer, concluding with an annual day of prayer on November the 6th, 2016. So they invite us to join with them, SAT7, in their annual day, week of prayer, concluding with an annual day of prayer on November the 6th, 2016. Then we're praying for Michelle of Medford. Michelle is going through some anxiety, and Anxiety is leading her back to smoking and having trouble sleeping. So we pray that God's going to minister to her anxiety attacks and smoking and inability to sleep. Michelle of Medford. We're praying for Jay and R. Jay and R just had a baby boy. I understand he was 9 pounds. Okay, we're praising God with Jay and R, who just celebrated having a baby boy. And then we're praying for the Selman family. Selman family lost a loved one. And we're praying that God's going to bless and strengthen them during their time of loss. The Selman family lost a loved one. Let's look to God in prayer. Gracious Father, in the name of Jesus, we come this morning. We thank you, Lord, because you are God and beside you there is none other. And we thank you, Lord, for the SAT-7 ministry, a satellite ministry that sends the gospel around the world to various countries in their language. And we pray, O Lord, as you minister in their behalf, you would continue to open doors and make ways for them. They are having a week of prayer, which is going to conclude on November the 6th, 2016, with an annual day of prayer. And we're praying with them for the persecuted church in the Middle East. We're praying for all of those who are seeking God. We're praying for people who will want to learn the truth of Jesus Christ. And we're praying for Bibles that could be sent out as well when people give their heart to the Lord. And we're praying for the next generation of believers who will take the gospel everywhere around the world, so that the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ might reach and touch many lives. So minister powerfully in the lives of this ministry, Lord. We pray, O Lord, you would bless and strengthen them, open doors and make ways in their behalf. May they recognize, Lord, they put their faith and trust in you. You are the good giver of every good and every perfect gift, and they shall lack no good thing if they go forward with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Minister powerfully, Lord, through the satellite, and may it reach hearts and lives, and may many who are seeking you, oh Lord, be transformed, because the reality that comes from receiving you as personal Lord and Savior is able to make in countless numbers of lives. And we're thanking you in advance for all you're going to accomplish in and through this great ministry. And we pray, oh Lord, you will continue to open doors in their behalf, in Jesus' blessed name, and for your praise and for your glory, amen. And for Michelle of Medford, Lord, suffering from anxiety and problems still with smoking and sleeping, not sleeping well, Father, we pray you administer in the life of your servant right now. Touch her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. Defeat everything, Lord, that is not like you. And may she receive the freedom that comes from being able to place her faith and her trust totally and confidently in you, recognizing you're able to work in every area, Lord. And as she continues to seek to overcome smoking, we pray, oh Lord, you would give her victory in that area as well. And inability to sleep regularly, we pray, oh Lord, you would touch her in that area as well, because nothing is too high for you. You are claiming victory in her life as you continue to minister powerfully in her behalf. May she recognize that she's not only a vessel to receive that which you have for her, but may your goodness and your mercy to her flow out from her life into the lives of others. And we thank you in advance for all you're going to accomplish in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. And for Jay and R, who had a baby boy, Father, we thank you for this young family. We pray you would continue to provide for them, touch and strengthen them, Lord, and give them the victory that comes from knowing you and living for you and serving you in spirit and in truth. We thank you for this young child. Pray, oh God, you will bless and strengthen him with health and all that he will need, Lord, as he continues to grow in you. May he one day receive you as personal Lord and Savior, and may his life speak for you in the days which are ahead, recognizing we need to raise up a new generation, a younger generation who will take the gospel around the world with the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ into many countless lives, and do things that we may not be able to accomplish in the days which are ahead. But we pray, O Lord, that as you have implanted your good seed into many young hearts, they too will take the gospel and share it with many others to the glory and praise of your name. This we pray in Jesus' blessed name, and for his praise and for his glory. Amen. And for the Selman family who lost a loved one, Lord, we pray, oh God, you would minister powerfully in these trying times. May they recognize that their loved one who knew you as personal Lord and Savior is with you now in heaven and rejoicing. And we pray, oh God, that the joy of the Lord will be their strength as well, so they may go through these trying times, Lord, in the days which are ahead. May they recognize they have a work to do because their loved one is no longer here. May they step up and fill in her shoes and do that which you have called them to do, to the glory, honor, and praise of your name, until one day we shall all meet around your throne and rejoice with you eternally in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. I want to remind you or inform you, if you aren't aware, that if you have a prayer request or a praise report when Sounds of Praise is not on the air, you can get it to us on our off-air phone number, which is 781-648-5158, 781-648-5158. And as soon as I receive that message, I'll start praying with you or praising God with you immediately, and then I'll bring it to our very next Sounds of Praise ministry so that many Christians in our audience can also join in and lift up your request before God's throne. That number again, when we're not on the air, 781-648-5158. And if no one answers, leave the message on our answering system. That's what it's for. And we'll begin to pray for you and praise God with you as soon as we receive it. And like I said, I'll bring to our very next Sounds of Praise ministry so that many Christians can also join in. Or you can write to me at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. That's Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. So you can email me at Darnley, DARNLEYVB at Verizon.net. DonleyVB@Verizon.net, and as soon as we receive it, I'll begin praying immediately, and then I'll bring it to the very next Sounds of Praise ministry so many other Christians out there can join in and lift up your request before God's throne. If you wish, you can still maintain your anonymity, whether you call or whether you write or whether you email. Just give us an initial or a last name or a first name or whatever, a nickname even, because God knows who you are. He knows where you are. Most importantly, he has exactly what you need and will provide it exactly when you need it as you reach out to him in faithful prayer. We're just here to continue to encourage you as you go through your various tests and trials, that you are not alone. God is here, and he's working in the lives of those who will put their faith and trust in him. Okay, 7:46 here on Sounds of Praise. We're getting near the end of this first program of the top hits of 2016. Next Sunday, we'll be back, Lord willing, at 5 a.m., and we're going to be featuring more new music, top hits of the year 2016. I'm trying to find my schedule here. And local artists as well next Sunday. That's November the 6th. On November the 13th, we'll be back with part two of top hits of 2016. And on November the 20th, our annual Thanksgiving program, which will be entitled Every Day is a Day of Thanksgiving. And then on November 27th, we're going to have more of my all-time favorites here on Sounds of Praise. And December the 4th, we're going to have that'll be part three of the top hits of the year 2016. So we have our schedule all the way to December the 4th. How about that? Usually we aren't that far ahead with our programming, but this year, since we aren't doing the countdown, I have a little more time to do that part of our programming for Sounds of Praise. Okay, we've got time to get in a few more songs here before time to put the wraps on this edition. Stephen Curtis Chapman here on Sounds of Praise. And this is Love Take Me Over. Top hits of the year 2016.
Pull me out of my sleep, tell me there's a day ahead of me. Trying to wake up, sipping on a hot cup with the little lady in green. And I'm praying by the man I wanna be, saying, God, please take all of me and fill me up with takes me, then it animates me, flowing from my heart into my hands. So I'm praying, Father, help my heart believe that right now you're singing over me, and fill me up with your love. Love, take these words that I'm speaking, love, take these thoughts that I'm thinking, love, take me over. Love, fill up all of my space, and love, come stand here in my place. Love, hear this prayer that I'm praying, love, take me over, love, take me over, take me over.
Stephen Curtis Chapman here on Sounds of Praise on top of 2016. That was Love Take Me Over. And now we have some local artists who also made the top hits of 2016 here on Sounds of Praise. This is Brian Bullock along with Ashmont Hill, and I Will Give You Praise. Brian Bullock in Ashmont Hill, local artist here on Sounds of Praise, and I Will Give You Praise. And we have a Brutal Brunch sighting. They are in the house, Matt and Matt, and they're coming up next here on WMFO with another fantastic edition of, actually the second fantastic edition, I guess it is, of Brutal Brunch. And so I'm going to sign off with Jonathan McReynolds teaming up with Israel Houghton. And this is All Is Well. So until next Sunday, it's your host, Donnie Brown, saying God bless. Have a fantastic day and week in the Lord. Enjoy your Halloween, but do it safely. And hope to see you here bright and early next Sunday morning at 5 a.m. And if I can't see you here, I'm going to be looking for you over there. God bless.
Now listen, this song goes out to everybody who's about 4 or 5 seconds from wilding. We just want to tell you to relax. God's got it.
All things are working for my good. All things are working for my good.